As we are moving through session, Senator, one of the big items for the Senate, obviously, is coming up, and that is work on the budget. And that's where the Appropriations Committee has already put in quite a bit of time the last 4 months.
Well, we have put in quite a bit of time. And, you know, as I've mentioned on some of our previous podcasts, we are now at the budget process where we have what's called the markup process. And this is where we decide if we want to keep the same position as the House when they pass the budget or if we want to make changes. So this is an opportunity. This is where it gets a little bit more granular, and it's an opportunity for members of the Appropriations Committee to make recommendation and to have conversation among the committee members. What is the rationale behind either not funding a particular line item or placing more dollars there? This is where we have a lot of also discussions with our state agencies and various constituent groups as everybody is trying to get their priorities heard so that it is reflected in the budget going forward. You know, as an example, I know that our district has many, many, many wonderful folks that are volunteer fire departments and people that just give of their time to make sure that others are safe. One of my priorities is to help the fire departments pay for some of their workers' comp insurance. That's something that they're required to have and to supply rural fire departments also. EpiNepi or EpiPens, what they're called. A very expensive but also life-saving tool, medicine, EpiPens are called. And if we can provide them some support to have both those things, then I know that's going to be of great value and benefit to our rural firefighters. So as we go along, I look for opportunities to see where that might be a place where I can put additional dollars in there for those projects. It's also interesting as we go through and I'm thinking about EpiPens and fire departments and workers' comp. It's National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week. So I had the honor of presenting a courtesy resolution from the Senate to honor the work that our 911 telecommunicators do every day in Missouri. And it's because of some legislation actually that was enacted back in 2018 that provides some support for the 911 service board. We could create a trust fund that helps to administer grants to various counties. And one that is a particular project that's actually occurred in our 33rd district is going to connect or interconnect Wright County and Howe and Ozark and Douglas so that they can all kind of piggyback on each other as far as the equipment needed and those things. They are going to be able to be fully equipped now with some technology that will help us use our cell phone and accept phone messages. So basically, it boils down to this, which is so important. Currently, in Ozark and Douglas counties, they don't have 911 answering equipment, which means emergency calls go out to a 7-digit line where call takers don't receive any information on the caller, such as where they are, right? So that's very, very important. So after this funding and this opportunity, we're now going to have that kind of service available for those two counties, which is really good news for us.
I know you're on the gubernatorial appointments committee. I think you have the opportunity this week to present somebody in that committee.
Yes, one of our constituents is up here, his wife, and making the rounds and introducing themselves to various members of the committee and other legislators. Seth Johnson, and we have a confirmation hearing presented for his role with the Missouri Real Estate Appraisers Commission. Seth is certified general real estate appraiser in Missouri and Arkansas, and he's also a co-owner of Southwest Valuation with offices in Springfield as well as West Plains. He has years of experience in real estate valuation, more than 15 years in the real estate world. So because of his wealth of experience, I think he's going to be a great asset on the commission. I'm proud to sponsor his appointment. Being on that board, the gubernatorial board, is to make sure that we have times for folks out of the 33rd to get a voice on those various commissions and boards across the state.
Moving forward with the COVID vaccinations into the third phase now here in the state, how's the 33rd senatorial district faring in all this?
I am thrilled you asked that because being here at the state, we hear all of reports back and usually a lot of problems associated with what's been occurring, just problems that happen across the state. And I can tell you that on the whole, the 33rd district has weathered the COVID-19 storm pretty well, largely without controversy. You know, we've seen some pretty heated debate and discussions and lots of legislation filed to correct the wrongs. And what I've seen in the 33rd is a testament to how well we work together in Southern Missouri. You know, I'm proud of our local hospitals and public health departments and our pharmacies for getting those vaccines to those eligible in the early stages, quickly and efficiently. And if you want to get a vaccine, you still can get it. You just go down to the website, visit the DHSS Vaccine Navigator online, or by calling 877-435-8411. But mainly what I want to say is that I admire the hard work and the long hours that are put in by our county commissioners as they distribute Federal CARES Act funding, help our communities respond to the pandemic. Nearly $20 million has been distributed directly to the 8 counties of the 33rd District. And that's something that management of those funds, making sure that it's allocated correctly, that's in addition to the job we ask them to do. It's brand new stuff, but they've all handled it, and I believe have handled it very well. Very proud of the work that they've done. I know that it's because they care about their community and they care about doing the job well, and I just want to say thank you.